Nowhere Man by Sheila Quigley. Read by Tim Bruce. Prologue. Shelley Munro opened her eyes. Slowly, she moved her head to the right and groaned loudly. What the? She thought, feeling as if she'd been pushed through a meat grinder. The memories came rushing back then, as her shaking fingers found the bandage around her neck. She pictured the raised knife coming towards her and relived the horrendous pain as it bit into her skin and sliced across her neck. Amazed that she was still alive and knowing that status can change at any moment, she muttered softly, "Gotta get out of here. Find some help. Like, now!" She remembered how she'd suffered at the hands of his servants, how they'd raped her repeatedly. She saw him leaning over her, smiling, his stinking breath in her face, as he slashed her throat. Now he'd said sarcastically, "Goodbye." "Yeah, I'll goodbye you. Really, I should be dead, but this dead bitch has been given another chance, to wipe you scumbags off the earth." "I know where you'll be," she muttered, surprised she could talk at all. "I'm coming." Strands of her long black hair were trapped under her shoulder. She gagged, the memory of her hair being caught in the wound. A low moan escaped her as she relived the pain of her hair sliding through the slash in her neck, snagging on the stitches, to be slowly eased out strand by sticky strand. Hair, like water, can get anywhere, she thought. Wincing in pain, her jaw clamped tight so as not to make a sound.